A very beautiful Sunday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. When I say beautiful, I do mean beautiful, but I know it's raining and been raining this weekend, and those of our friends down in Georgia and Florida are receiving so much rain, and the weather is horrible down there. So we send our prayers of health and protection to our friends in the line of all this rain, and it's coming up here, and it has come up here to the up the East Coast to the greater Philadelphia area. So our prayers of health to all those that are in the track of this storm. But please know that in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Old Testament, every time it rains afterwards, it's followed by the blessings. After it rains is goodness. So God uses rain sometimes to wash away all the things that we may not want in our lives inside of us and give us all the goodness and wonders and miracles. So when it finally stops raining, you will see some newness in your life, some righteousness in your life, and that is always a good thing. Speaking about newness, for those of you who are Jewish, and even if you're not Jewish, we know that this week is Rosh Hashanah. Some people say Rosh Hashanah. You can say it any way that you want, but it still means the Jewish New Year. Rosh means head, Ha is the, and Shana is year. So for those who are celebrating Rosh Hashanah, I want to wish everyone a Shana Tova. Let's say that together. Shana Tova. Shana means year, and Tova means good. Have a wonderfully good year. That's the most common greeting that we give on Rosh Hashanah. We say Shana Tova, have a good year. And sometimes we extend it to Tikatevu. Tikatevu, that means to be inscribed, to be written. And what are we written in? We are written in the Book of Life, what we call in Hebrew the Sefer HaChayim. You know that Chai means life. Many folks were a Chai. It's the Hebrew letters Chet and Yud, and it's good luck. In Hebrew, letters are also numbers, and the Chet is 8, and the Yud is 10. You add them together, you get 18. That's why when we go to a life cycle event, like a wedding, a baby naming, a bar and bat mitzvah, it is very common practice to give a monetary gift in the multiples of 18. 18, 36, 54, etc., because that is good luck to give a multiple of 18, because Chai is a symbol of life, and so 18 is a very, very special number. So we say, L'shana Tova, Tikatevu, inscribed in God's Book of Life. If you've been good this whole year, God writes you in the Book of Life for another good year. So I can see you. I can see you through the radio. Raise your hand if you've been good the whole year. I want to see lots of hands go up. Well, not if you're driving. Okay, you can raise one hand for 1 second and say, I've been good. And I know all of the listeners have been good this year. So you get your name in the Book of Life, the Sefer HaChaim. And on that, certainly we all say amen. Throughout this program today, we'll be talking about lots of the customs of Rosh Hashanah that you may not know about, but you may know about. And again, whatever religion, whatever custom, whatever tradition you are, you can celebrate Rosh Hashanah. It is a happy holiday, a joy-filled holiday, and certainly can we all not use some more joy and happiness in our lives? And of course, the answer is yes. So as we go into this new year, and as we continue into this September, that we're getting, this is it for September. We're going into October, but we still make the promises in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And one of my favorite poems is called Just for This Day. And it is for all of us, no matter what background we are. So listen to these wonderful words that are read at mostly all of the life cycles that I do. If you want a copy of it, which many people do, just contact me any way that you want. I will send you these words so you can read them when you have the opportunity to bring faith into your life. And certainly that is all day long. So just for this day, just for this day, I will try to separate what is from what I wish. I will accept my family, my position, my situation, my fortune, and I will work from there. Just for this day, I will be agreeable. I will speak softly, act courteously. I shall be liberal in my praise. I shall withhold my negative criticism. I will not manipulate, regulate, or improve anyone but myself. Just for this day, I will attempt to live through this day only. I shall not tackle all of life's problems at once, and I will complete during this day the disagreeable tasks I've avoided. Just for this day, I will have a program. I shall not be a slave to it, but it will guide me and help me to eliminate two weaknesses, hurry and indecision. Just for this day, I will take care of my body. I will nurture it with moderation, care for it, exercise it, that it may receive the respect it deserves and help me live life to the full. Just for this day, I will try to enhance my mind. I will learn something new. I will attempt to sharpen my intellect with effort, thought, and concentration. Just for this day, I will give myself a quiet moment to evaluate my soul. I shall acknowledge what I know is righteous behavior and work to bring actions into harmony with my beliefs. Just for this day, I shall not ignore my faith-filled, God-loving identity. I shall prize it and enhance it. I shall accept my obligation as part of a people committed to justice, mercy, and truth. Just for this day, I will not be afraid, especially. I shall not be afraid to be all I can be, to love and be loved. Tomorrow, I shall remember today's efforts and begin again. And on that, certainly, of course, we can all say amen. As we are in this Sunday, or any time that you are listening to this program on podcast or on links on my social media, we know that Israel is going through horrible times now. It's being attacked from many, many different sides. This week and every week, please use your daily prayers that I know a lot of you have. And if you don't, make it a habit. You know, habits, good habits and bad habits, become a part of your life if you do them straight for 7 days. But good habits are ones that we should attempt to do for 7 days because they become part of our lives. Make it a part of your life each and every day to pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. If you know, there are so many new, you know, I don't tell folks, you know, what news stations to read, what websites to go to for their news. But at least for me, for Israel, I find that the most fact-filled website and newspaper that gives us the straight stories is the Jerusalem Post. It's jpost.com. And I would highly recommend folks ask me where to go to get the factual information about Israel. And I tell them the Jerusalem Post, jpost.com. And those stories that you read about Israel being attacked every single day are truly horrible. The past few weeks especially, Hezbollah up in Lebanon. So pray for Israel. Pray for the peace. And prayer helps. Prayer changes things. Prayer has a way of reaching God, especially if we do it together as a community. So please take an opportunity each and every day to pray for Israel. And that certainly we can all say amen. On a happy note, did you know that normally, Hebrew names, Jewish names, have a meaning? You know, all names have meanings in any language, but they especially are strong in Judaism and in Hebrew. And I have on a weekly basis, sometimes multiple times each week, I have the opportunity to perform baby namings. Now, in Judaism, as you know, if a baby boy is born, you have a bris or a brit. That's the means that a covenant with God. In English, that's operation, the ceremony of the circumcision. And if a baby girl is born, I'm often called, and I have the opportunity to go to a Simchat Bat ceremony. That's the joy of the daughter. And when we give, the mommies and daddies choose the Hebrew name that they want to give the daughter. I often go to baby names of boys, too. It's become common for the baby boy to be circumcised in the hospital as long as they're there. And then when they come home, we do a religious ceremony of the baby naming. So whether it's a boy or a girl, the mommies and daddies, they give the Hebrew names. And last week, I had the opportunity to go to Mia's house. And Mia had a wonderful Simchat Bat. Mia was just born just a couple weeks ago. And family and friends gathered to celebrate. And the most important part of this ceremony is the baby naming. And the mommy and the daddy, we spoke, and they chose to name Mia first Hebrew name Miriam, which means wished for child, and the middle name Shoshana. And Shoshana is the Hebrew name for a rose, the flower rose. And they were named after she was named after two very, very special people who have passed. You know that in most religions, it is such an honor to name after those who are no longer with us, because people really, really never die. Their soul and their memories, their successes and their achievements and their likes and their characteristics, they live on from generation to generation. And it is such a blessing for them and for us to name boys and girls after those who have passed, because we stand on their shoulders. We are here because they were there. We stand in their trials and tribulations, but we also stand in their joy and their happiness. So, Miriam, Shoshana, wished for child, and the flower rose, we say, may you always, always go from strength to strength. And if you have a need, and if you're having a baby naming for one of your sons or one of your daughters or one of your grandchildren, please give me a call. I would love to come and say blessings and run a little ceremony of love. You can contact me anywhere that you find me. Just Google me. I can be found easily on all social media, and it would be my honor to contact you. You know, not all of us are blessed with health, physical health or mental health or spiritual health, and it is a blessing to pray for them. To pray for the health, the improvement of the health for all of our friends, our family, and a community. This past week, I had the opportunity of going to do a pre-Rosh Hashanah celebration at a wonderful location in Philadelphia off of Belmont Avenue and Montgomery Avenue in Philly called Inglis, Inglis. Inglis has been around since 1877, even before I was born, in 1877, and it caters to adults with severe neurodegenerative physical disabilities resulting in paraplegia or quadriplegia. And whenever I have the opportunity to go there, I'm always asked for Rosh Hashanah, for Hanukkah, for Passover. And the staff there is so wonderful. Not only Jewish folks live there, but for the Jewish folks, they bring them down into the main activities room, and we do wonderful, wonderful programs, lots of volunteers. So again, not all of us are blessed with the health that we should, but for those who are not, there are places that that cater to their specific needs, and staff that are angels that are so wonderful. And I just wanted to thank the staff at Inglis for being so accommodating, so absolutely wonderful, such righteous actions that they give to those with the physical disabilities that need the help that they need. And on that, we all say amen. I went there. I played Rosh Hashanah songs. We had apples and honey. You know, a lot of them, because of their disabilities, cannot eat solid food. So instead of apples and honey, they had applesauce and honey. They had what's called gefilte fish. A lot of you know what gefilte fish is, but if you don't, look it up. G begins with a G. Gefilte fish. And you could buy it at any supermarket around here. And by the way, speaking of apples and honey, do you know why apples and honey is a traditional food that we eat on Rosh Hashanah? It wouldn't be a Jewish holiday unless there was food. I know for those of my friends who are Christian and other religions, I know that all of your holidays have special foods, but especially in Judaism, there's food, and more food. You've heard the old joke about what is similar with all Jewish holidays, and the answer is they hated us, we won the war, let's eat. So apples and honey is traditional for Rosh Hashanah. So what are they symbolic of? Well, the apples are round. And as we start the new year of Rosh Hashanah, we start a circle, which is round, a circle of life. Makes me want to sing the song from The Lion King, the circle of life. So it is a new cycle, a new circle of life as we begin a new year, a new cycle of successes and achievements, a new cycle of blessings, a new cycle of wonders and miracles. So that's what the apple is symbolic of. And then we slice up the apple and we dip it into honey. And of course, honey is sweet, and we wish each other a very, very sweet new year. So I wish all of you a very sweet new year, no matter your background, tradition, or religion. May you all have a very, very sweet year. And on that, I want to thank the sweetness of the sponsors of this program, without whom we would not be on the air. So thank them for the sweetness. We certainly thank Bonnie and her wonderful, sweet, and kind staff at the men's and boys' store in beautiful Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Simply the best for all the needs of men's clothing, boys' clothing, formal clothing, for any males in your family. They are certainly well stocked for all fall merchandise, and they are getting it daily for both men's and boys' departments. Suits and sports coats, khaki, sportswear, shoes, tuxedos for all your fall weddings, bar mitzvahs, going to a bat mitzvah, confirmations, first holy communions, for weddings, charity events, going on a cruise this fall, for any formal occasions, any business get-together. The holidays are coming up. If you're listening on Sunday, you have a couple days to get to the men's and boys' store to buy your clothing for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Formally, from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly in Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, they are presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center in Bucks County at 320 York Road. But you don't have to be from Warminster. You don't have to be from Bucks County to go there. Whenever I have the opportunity to go get some wonderful clothing to look as handsome as I do, I see folks there from all over the Delaware Valley, South Jersey, Central Jersey, Philadelphia, all the suburbs of Philly. Well worth the trip. Why? Simply the best. They are winning awards left and right, awards for the best of this publication, the best of this newspaper, voting awards from the public. So they have certainly shown why they are the best. Give Bonnie and her staff a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. And when you go there, please give all those wonderful staff members a hug from me and say that Cantor Borsky, Cantor Scott, says hi. And for them, certainly, we all say, amen. I'm always looking for phrases to remember, inspirational phrases to write down on little sticky notes and put them on my refrigerator, put them on my bathroom mirror, places that I look multiple times or go to multiple times a day to give me inspiration whenever I need it. This week is a very good one, and it goes like this. Locks are never manufactured without a key. Similarly, God never gives problems without solutions. Only we need to have patience to unlock them. Let's say that again. Locks are never manufactured without a key. Similarly, God never gives problems without solutions. Only we need to have patience to unlock them. I love that because I cannot say it enough. Patience is the key to bringing on blessings and wonders and miracles. I know that many of us don't have patience. We want it now. We want the solution now. We want it right away. But please know, as we always talk about, we work in God's time, not our time. We work in God's time, not our time. And if we only remember that and have patience, the solutions will definitely come. And on that, certainly, we all say, amen. I was pleasantly surprised. You know, when you go into stores, you hear music coming out of the speakers. Sometimes it's oldies music. Sometimes it's rock and roll. Sometimes it's country. Sometimes it's elevator music. This week, as I am in nearly every day, I was in PetSmart near my home in Cherry Hill picking up cat food. And I'm walking around minding my business, and from the speakers, I heard the song You Will Be Found by Natalie Grant and Corey Asbury. And if you listen to my Morning Light program on this station, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, filled with faith-filled, God-filled music, you will hear quite often the song You Will Be Found by Natalie Grant and Corey Asbury. It is a God song. It is a faith song. And it was coming out of the speakers at PetSmart. I was pleasantly surprised and pleasantly amazed to hear faith-filled music being played in a pet store. And it made my heart grow 10 times its size, just like the Grinch. And I just love seeing faith-filled and God-fearing music on TV shows like American Idol. How many times in the past couple of years have we heard godly music, spiritual music, sung by contestants on American Idol or on America's Got Talent? I just love that. And whenever we have the opportunity to put faith-filled music in movies and TVs and radio, so much the better. It is such a wondrous thing. And it should be more and more and more, because God is never far from us. God is what we call Emmanuel. That's a Hebrew word that means God is with us. If you go to any city, almost, you see churches and synagogues named Temple Emmanuel or Congregation Emmanuel. And that means God is with us, and God is certainly with us, as we all say, amen. Going back to Rosh Hashanah, some things that we can learn about it for all of us. The most important thing for Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of all, AWE, the 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when what we call the Sha'arei Shamayim, the gates of heaven, are opened and God is looking down upon us, you know, God looks down upon us and is with us 24/7. But the 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, God is really looking down upon us. So you better you better be good. You better not shout. You better not cry. You better say the most important words that we can ever say. And of course, those two words are I'm sorry. Now, I'm sorry are easy to say, but very, very hard to act upon. And on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the 10 days in between, you really have to say I'm sorry and mean it. You have to go up to those who you have done something to or said something to, a teacher, a counselor, a friend, a neighbor, a family member, someone in your community, the mailman, whoever, and say, do you remember when I said this? Do you remember when I did this? I just wanted to tell you, I'm sorry, and mean it. But most importantly, you have to add the words, won't you please forgive me? Won't you please forgive me? Now, at least in Judaism, we are taught that we have to ask for forgiveness. And if the person we're asking for forgiveness from says no, I mean, they have a choice. They can say, yes, I forgive you. Or they can say, no, I don't forgive you. We have freedom of choice, right? So they can say, I don't forgive you. And if they say, I don't forgive you, you walk away. But we are taught at some point later, we have to go back to them for a second time and say, do you remember when I did this? You remember when I said this? I really want to tell you that I'm sorry. Won't you please forgive me? And on the second time, they again have a choice to say, yes, I forgive you. Or they can certainly say, no, I won't forgive you. And if they say, I won't forgive you, no, then we are taught that at some point later, we have to go back for a third time and say, I really am sorry. Won't you please forgive me? And at that third time, again, they have a choice of saying, I will forgive you. Yes, yes, I will. But they can also say no. And if they say no for a third time, we are taught that we have done all that we can do. And the rest, as we say, is in God's hands. But we have done what we can do. So as Rosh Hashanah rolls around, whatever religion, background, tradition you are, go up to those that you have to say, I'm sorry, and ask for their forgiveness. It'll be a blessing for you and certainly a blessing for them. So for those of you who are celebrating Rosh Hashanah this week, have a blessed, blessed new year. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.